just stalling. I think we're about ready. Are we at showtime? We are past showtime. Sorry, folks. Date's canceled. Go home. After this show, we're going to have to play, even though it's too late. All right, let's see.
No, it says donation. That's what it says on the flyer.
Okay, great. And then we'll get you going.
I guess we'll just
sign it. Yeah. I know it's so beautiful. And no split things. Oh, it's full of splits.
So the band will be emerging in just moments, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. No, I think it's
so awful.
Yeah.
I think the last time I filmed it was about a year ago, but then the prior time I seen that.
So yeah, Saturday during the day, there's an art walk down along. They do those all the see the art walk things. So there'd be businesses with some artists hanging their stuff available for sale, and it's just cafes and stuff. No food stalls. So you're just patronizing the neighborhood that way. And that's really nice. And that goes from noon to 5. And we'll just be discounting art books. That's what we're going to do. If you pay cash, art books are 25% off, including the arts. So plays, music, graphic arts. I'm just stalling. When you guys are ready, let me know.
Oh, okay.
So that's what we'll be doing all day. At 5 it ends. We stay open until 7 o'clock. Oh, here they come. Okay. And then the show at 8:30. 7:30. And if you show that you bought a piece of art, we'll let you in half price of the show. Okay. This is now going to swerve towards 3/4 of
the
magnificent
quartet. Yeah, we got washing hands, getting we're almost ready. Mm-hmm. You can keep stalling then.
Yeah. Now they can contemplate the stage.
Okay.
Darren Johnston is leading the charge there. Brian Lyons is coming up. I think they can talk to this together.
It's all four of us. So this group started only a few months ago. We got together for an informal session like musicians do, read some of each other's tunes and just improvise, play some standards, whatever. And sometimes when that happens, you're immediately like, oh, wow, this should be a band. And I happened to have you had a gig. And he's like, hey, I got a gig at Keys. Why don't you guys come and play it? And we had a lot of fun. I think this is our third gig as a band. So at any rate, it's very much a collective. We've all taken turns finding gigs. We're all writing for it, and you're about to hear a bunch of our music, which we hope you enjoy. So thank you so much for being here. We're going to switch to the mic just for our friends on the internet. We're going to start off with a piece by our drummer, Dylan Prado, and this is called Grr. And if at any point any of you guys want to say anything about one of your tunes or everything.
Thank you. Everybody, that piece we just played is called For Don, and it was something that I wrote for Don Cherry, some of you guys might be familiar with, musician who definitely had Bay Area ties for many years, but a hero of mine and ours, so that was For Don. Thanks very much.
We're going to play one of mine now. This is a tune composed during the pandemic. Looking back on a gig I did in the foothills of the Sierra Nevada, it was an offshoot of kind of a Burning Man gathering where, you know, the folks meet at Burning Man and they want to have a smaller version of Burning Man at their private residence. So they threw a little music festival, they invited us up, they invited Jazz Mafia up, and might be a good opportunity actually to say that one of the person I did the gig with, Will Blades, who moved to L.A., he's about to come back and be playing at Madrone this Sunday for the Madrone 20th anniversary. So this is a tune called Foothill Gig.
I've been playing it wrong.
A little slower than we practiced it.
Yeah.
Just like a slumpy swinging Latin thing.
Thank you.
concert setting, in a live stream concert
setting. That was the first concert performance, so that's a world premiere right there. Yeah. Yeah. All right. That's a great team, man. We're going to follow up with another world premiere. This is one I wrote for the group. This is called Behind Your Hat.
I didn't let Dylan talk before we played his tune. Because we opened with it, you know. Anyway, that was another world premiere.
Oh, I will say something.
Okay, now he's going to say something.
Hold a whole second to think about it. Hello. Uh-oh, he gave the drummer a mic. God forbid.
It's only a matter of time.
All right. How about a hand for Darren Johnston on the trumpet? Ty Lyons on guitar. Rob Ewing on the bass. My name's Dylan, and this is called a drum set. And thank you for listening. This is Swerve Control, and I would be remiss to play a live show and not mention that we have a mailing list, and it's over here by Darren's lovely CD collection. Not his collection, his merch is. Darren's CD collection is for sale. It's liquidating.
Everything must go.
Yeah, everything must go. That's the title of the next song. No, but we just absolutely cherish the ability to play music, especially music like this. It's a little bit abstract, and just have an attentive, beautiful audience that wants to open your minds and ears and hearts to that, and we never, ever, ever take that for granted. So give yourselves a round of applause. We're checking this band out, huh? And if you want to hear more about what we're doing, please sign the mailing list and talk to us at the intermission. But yeah, I brought this tune, this last tune of the first set here. We're going to take a little break after this. It's called Beehive, and it's by the great Harold Mayburn. But I first heard Dr. Lonnie Smith play this live, and it just like totally blew me away. And then the recorded version that he has of it is amazing as well. So this is a Harold Mayburn tune called Beehive, but very much the Lonnie Smith arrangement of it, if anybody cares to track it down. But thank you again for listening. Thanks to Eric and Burton Beckett for having us.
We'll be right back.
Johnson, we've got another set of music for a short break, so thank you so much for being here. Please stick around. Come say hi.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for sticking around. Here comes the second set of Swerve. And we appreciate you being here. You're still, Darren's collection has not yet been liquidated. His CDs are here.
Everything must go.
The mailing list has a good 6 names on it. That's great. We really love the idea of people actually tracking the musicians they love and finding them. And Kai and I were talking about how to make that more accessible to people. So please get on any mail list you can and open those emails. It's a lot better than all those other junk emails you were in here. This is real human beings doing things that we love. Yes, excellent. Where's that pen? There it is. Excellent. So, yeah, so enjoy yourself with another stack. Keep in mind, tomorrow night at 7:30, Larry Dunlap is doing a trio here. I think Akitathana is on the date, and Ken Miller is on the date, bass and drums, irrespectively. Does that work? If you reverse them, is that irrespective? I don't think that's irrespective. I think somebody made that word up once upon a time. Anyway, that'd be fun at 7:30, and that art walk is all afternoon from noon to 5. And on Sunday, Mambaleo, and then a jam session after that. That's all young players. So that'd be fun. And Keith Saunders is leading that jam. Okay, here they go.
Thank you. That was Fragments of Olympian Gossip. It's very much not traditional Northern Greek Macedonian music, but it very much comes from a dance called the Leventikos, which is a 1 2 3 1 2 3 da 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 It's a little too weird for the Greek musicians I like to play with, and it's too weird in another way for a lot of jazz musicians. So. Swerve Control. Yeah!
Want to say anything about your piece, man?
Sure.
All right.
This is another original of mine that deals with the inevitable moving on from things in our lives that we must move on from, and with a sense of optimism and hope for the future. So this is a tune. I lived 10 months in Guatemala when I was a kid, and the national bird of Guatemala is called Quetzal, so I named it after the national bird of Guatemala. It's called Quetzal.
Or do you have that written too?
I have that written
down.
Let's
do it.
I'm not sure what it means.
First time at BB, we go straight to the second inning.
Mm. Okay. Good to know.
And on the outhead, we did it twice.
Yeah. Right. Got it.
That's right.
Got it.
Okay. Good rehearsal.
Thank you.
just like to pick up on a theme that Darren said earlier, that this is a tune I wrote a while ago and also have never played in a band that is either good enough or willing enough to play it, or both.
Or foolish enough.
Probably foolish enough, yeah.
Yeah.
This,
couple of those pieces are replaced.
All my titles at the moment are just a lot of working titles. The thing on the page says not ideal. And this was like 2 or 3 months into the pandemic kind of angsty exploration of many things, which after I finished it, kind of looking back at the whole thing, I realized it was an exploration of a lot of my different influences as a listener. And I grew up listening to a lot of Frank Zappa and a lot of King Crimson. But also like Steely Dan, and also obviously a bunch of jazz and stuff, but I don't know, there's a lot of like, as I kind of look back at it years later now, I'm like, oh, there's a lot of really interesting influences in here, and it's really fun to actually be able to play this is another world premiere. Yeah, that is the word of the season for this band. So here's Not Ideal. Or if you guys have a better title, feel free to let me know later. Or drop it in the chat if you're on YouTube. I'll look at it later. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we really do have time for only one more, I'm afraid. It's going to be your call, Rob. You got to call it.
I think I'll do my show.
Okay. All right. We're gonna end up with a cover. You're going to have to come. Actually, if you really want to hear this song of Rob's we're about to not play, which you should because it's a super bad tune, a as in badass. just to clarify, we're playing tomorrow at Jupiter restaurant in Berkeley. Yeah, get beers and the pizza and the things, and we'll be playing under a redwood tree. So you should definitely be here tomorrow, but if you have to be in the East Bay, you should come to Jupiter instead and hear this tune of Rob's. Yeah.
What time is that?
That's at like 7 to
10?
Yeah. 7 to 10. Oh, yeah, and Dylan wants to say something.
While we're talking about things, just a reminder that there's a mailing list over here. If you want the paper and pencil vibe, it's there. If you want a futuristic, forward-thinking vibe, there's a QR code gaff-taped to the shelf. So feel free to enjoy that as well. All of us play in a lot of different bands, and there's a lot of really exciting music happening all the time. I'm sure you're all hip to a lot of it, but I wanted to just make one special mention. I play a lot at Keys Jazz Bistro also, which is in North Beach, and I play just about once a month and bring really different projects there every time. This one coming up at the end of this month is very special because it's going to be all improvised music and poetry happening, so I just would feel remiss for not mentioning that at the bookstore here. So I'm going to be playing mostly drums with Lisa Mezzacapa on bass and Ryan Pate on guitar. And the poets we have so far, Tarita Mikkel, is really wonderful. Do you have any Tarita's books here, Eric?
Yeah.
Yeah. And has anyone heard of Tongo Eisen Martin?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. So Tarita and Tongo are the poets lined up, and I think we're going to have a couple other folks join us as well. And this is a project called Beyond Words.
What date?
That is October 27th. Thank you for asking. Sunday, October 27th. At Keys Jazz Bistro, and I believe it's two sets at 5 and 7 p.m. So anyway, if you guys are into poetry and music and improvised things, we'd love to see you there.
Okay, we have to play a short, short tune. I gotta wrap it up. Thanks so much for being here. Thank you so much to Eric for having us. This place is such a gem, as we all know. One more time for Kai Lyons on guitar. Rob Ewing on the electric bass, Dylan Botto on the drums, and Darren Johnson on the trumpet. It's been a pleasure. Thank you. And we're going to wrap it up with a tune I've certainly played in this room before, I think actually with Kai, about a year ago. Yeah. This is by the great Victor Jara, El Derecho de Vivir en Paz, or The Right to Live in Peace.
Thank you.